بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel. Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with Iranian officials and the ambassadors of Muslim countries on auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr on April 10th, 2024.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master and our Prophet, Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, and his untainted, pure, immaculate, guiding, and well-guided chosen progeny, particularly the remnant of God on earth. I would like to congratulate all the honorable people here in this meeting, including the honorable officials from various organizations within the country, as well as the entire Iranian nation on the auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr. I would also like to extend my congratulations to our guests here, the ambassadors of Islamic countries, and to all the Muslim nations. We hope, God willing, that this Eid will be a true celebration and a source of joy and blessings for the entire Islamic Ummah.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
First of all, I feel it necessary to once again refer to the special spiritual atmosphere of the month of Ramadan in our country. The reason I emphasize this is because we should appreciate and preserve the spiritual atmosphere, which included gatherings for reciting supplications, beseeching God, praying the prayers in groups, thriving mosques, people helping others, and giving iftar, the meal for breaking the fast, in mosques and on the streets. In other words, people truly showed their merit during this month of Ramadan in spiritual aspects with their recitations of the Quran and other practices, in social aspects by providing assistance and financial help to people, particularly the underprivileged, and also in political aspects. The rally that took place on Quds Day was a remarkable international political move. Where else can you see such a thing? The information that we have received this year from the experts that we are familiar with tells us there was truly a public outcry in the country on Quds Day. There were larger crowds than seen in previous years. These are truly something to be grateful for. I sincerely thank our dear nation for taking the initiative and moving forward in all of these different fields. However, merely expressing our gratitude in words to our dear nation is not enough.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. You've done. me.